Welcome to the Manifesting Doll Podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Welcome, babes, to today's episode. I wanted to talk today about some of my own experiences on manifestation and particularly just focusing on love and focusing on the fact that the world is full of good people. So I want to talk about that today, but I have an interesting story for you that happened yesterday, which is on the topic of good people, because I actually work as a dental hygienist and dental therapist. It's a dental practitioner. And so I see patients every day, and sometimes I admit it gets a little bit hard because I do get people commenting a lot on hating coming to the dentist, and not because they hate me, just because they just hate going to the dentist. And I went through a phase where it was hard to focus on the good and that people are good because I kept on getting negative. And I started to, you know, look back at when I first started in the industry, and I was really good at making friends with my patients and just seeing the good in them, and even forming, like, I've formed actual friendships just by chatting to people and getting to know them, and even having like really deep and meaningful conversations. And it was funny because I've recently been assessing my perceptions of people and making sure that I believe that people are good, and just focusing on love. Like, I've been just focusing on just life, just focusing on ways in which I can prove to myself that the world is filled with love. And so just even subtle things like, oh my God, you know, I love my dog so much, you know, like, how amazing is it that this little thing, this little furball, this adorable, cute little thing loves me, you know? And just focusing on how amazing people are and how many people out there want to help each other. There's good people out there. And it's interesting because actually what it reminded me of just today was a situation that I want to talk about today on the podcast. But anyway, I'm getting off track. So what happened was yesterday. So the last few days, I've been focusing on alignment and focusing on redirecting my thoughts. Awareness, I tell you, like, awareness is like, I feel like it's the hardest thing. So sometimes, I mean, you probably can relate here. It's hard to be aware of your thoughts when you're going to work and you're busy and you come home and you're exhausted. But it's amazing when you do actually put in that effort to be aware of your thoughts, how quickly you can shift and suddenly life becomes easier. Awareness becomes easier. Everything just becomes easier when you just put in that initial effort. And the reason why you want to do this is because our thoughts do create our reality. And a lot of us do go through life very unconsciously and not actually. I mean, if you would have asked me at age 22, like 10 years ago, what my thoughts were, I had no idea what assessing my thoughts was. Like, I had no awareness of what was going on in my inner world. And I just think a lot of people do live life like that. They just don't have any awareness of their inner world. And it's so important because you can actually consciously create your reality. You can shift your thoughts, and then that shifts your emotions and it shifts the experiences that you have in life. And on this spiritual journey that I'm on, I'm amazed at how, as I open up to new possibilities, new ways of thinking, that I've always had, and I've been lucky enough to have parents that did introduce me to this way of thinking. So I was introduced to The Secret as a young age. And I do feel like intuitively, because of what I've been taught by my parents, that I've used a lot of these spiritual practices in the past. So I know that it's come into me quite intuitively and I've used it before. But in the last couple of years, I've just become really, really serious about learning about the law of attraction. Sorry about my dog, that beautiful dog that I was talking about a moment ago. I do love her, but she barks a lot. So anyway, what I was saying was that I have been really serious about learning about manifestation and law of attraction, the laws of the universe, because of my weight loss and my journey through overcoming emotional eating, I realized that I was able to manifest what I wanted because I shifted my thoughts. And I learned so much about eating psychology and cognitive behavioral therapy, and basically just intuitively knew that I had to focus on redirecting my thoughts and using that to help me stay motivated on what I wanted to achieve and to overcome emotional eating and eventually like just have the body I always wanted. And so, yeah, really, I've been really, really serious about learning about manifestation and the law of attraction. And it's interesting because I've been feeling so aligned these last few days. I've been making a real conscious effort to stay aware of my thoughts and aligned. What I mean by aligned just means that I'm very aware of my thoughts. And because your thoughts also are connected to your feelings. So if you have a feeling that's uncomfortable, like fear or anxiety, you should tune into your thoughts because your thoughts are actually creating the emotion. And vice versa as well. So you do want to practice this awareness, because if you feel a certain way and you can tune into those thoughts and redirect those thoughts, because if you're feeling anxiety, you're feeling anxiety because you have some sort of a thought that's creating anxiety. And all you have to do is redirect that thought to something better, and then you can elicit a better, more pleasant emotion. And when you start doing this on a regular basis, you start feeling really, really good. It becomes second nature to redirect those thoughts, and you create new neural pathways that, if you use them often enough, just become quite natural to use. And so I've done that in the past before, and now I'm applying it to other areas of life, just like I applied it to weight loss and overcoming emotional eating. And anyway, so alignment essentially meaning feeling good. So I've been practicing and I have been really paying attention to my thoughts and emotions and redirecting thoughts. And I just was telling the girls at work, like, I'm so aligned and I feel really good and blah, blah, blah. I'm just manifesting what I want and et cetera, et cetera. And then it was amazing because, like, I said to them as well, you know, I've been seeing these angel numbers everywhere. And then I explained what these angel numbers were. Like, I've been seeing 333 and, 4111, and I've been seeing 555 everywhere. And, you know, I was explaining all of this. And then what happened was, is I had a beautiful patient that I had treated and over a few visits. And And she was so, so grateful for me. She had previously seen someone else and not felt like as much, I guess, effort from how she described it. She just said, you know, you took such good care of me and blah, blah, blah. And she was so grateful, and I was really happy. Like, I felt really good. And then she actually came back at the end of the day and gave me a gift to thank me. And it was so lovely. Like, I gave her a hug, and it was so nice to have that connection with a patient, because, like I said, you know, sometimes it gets a bit hard, like, hearing just, I hate coming to the dentist, you know. And so it was amazing when I opened up this present, and I was just blown away. I was like, wow, she got me. And I know this seems like really silly, but it actually means a lot to me. It was actually like lint balls, like, you know, lint chocolate balls. And like, they were pink lint chocolate balls. Now, if you know me, I love chocolate, right? But I'm really, like, especially since I've become more of an intuitive eater and I've overcome emotional eating, I'm very particular about the food that I eat. And I will only eat foods that I truly, truly love. Like, I'm not going to eat just any damn chocolate. I'm going to eat the only chocolate that I like, because I'm just so picky now when it comes to food, because I have changed my relationship to food. And so I'm like, I love chocolate, but I only really like this particular chocolate. If I'm being really true to, you know, eating intuitively, I'm not just going to scoff any old chocolate. I'm going to, even though I do like Cadbury, so I probably would still go for Cadbury, I must be honest. But lint balls, the strawberries and cream pink lint balls, and it's very fitting because it's my favorite color. They are my favorite. Like, they are just my absolute favorite. And it was funny because I had just run out a few days prior, and I just get them when they're on special. Other than that, I just don't really eat chocolate. So I just get them when they're on special, and then I'll have a lint ball every day if I feel like it, or once every few days, just depending on how I feel. And anyway, she had got me these pink lint balls without knowing that they were my favorite. And it's like, wow, like, it doesn't seem like such a big deal, but it's such, for me, it was such a, it was such a big deal. And it was just like, wow, like, I just feel like when the universe gives you these little miracles and reminds you that, you know, anything's possible, you know, you can manifest anything. And I just think that little synchronicity was for me, you know, it was a message to say, hey, we got your back, you know, we're here, like, look at how easily you can get what you want. And it was just so amazing. Like, it just really, really made my day that just these lint chocolate balls, that how could she have possibly known to get that particular one? And it was just such an amazing thing, like, just restoring my faith in the universe, basically. Sometimes we all need those little reminders that we are on the right track and that we can get what we want. And so anyway, what I was going to say today was just talk based on that thing. I just wanted to talk about how, you know, your thoughts and beliefs create your reality, and how I notice how there was a year, actually a few years ago, that I dated a guy, and he actually, at that time, like, I must say that I've always had a particular mindset that there's good people out there. I have predominantly thought that throughout my life, and I always think that I've met amazing people and had amazing experiences because of that belief. But a few years ago, I started dating a guy who didn't actually share this same belief, and he always thought that people were trying to screw him over, that people were inherently bad, that people weren't trustworthy, these types of things that he believed. And he always attracted these negative people and negative situations. And although I didn't want to follow suit and I didn't want to believe what he believed, he kept on telling me these stories of what all these bad things that had happened to him and how all these experiences of how people had screwed him over and how he couldn't trust anyone. And over again, he kept on telling me these stories and he kept on, you know, really, really victimizing himself and feeling like it became like this real, like, addictive thing to do, really, was complain about it. And then I notice and I look back at that year now that I was in that relationship, and it's funny because that year was like my worst year in terms of attracting negative situations with other people. And I ended up attracting situations where I couldn't trust people and situations where people screwed me over. And so it's really wonderful to look back at that now and see how far I've come and the growth that I've made now, knowing that my thoughts and feelings and belief create my reality and that I can choose to focus on love and that people are trustworthy and people are good, which is what I initially had. Like, I've had amazing instances where I just believed that I would meet the right people, and I did. Like, I've manifested the most amazing housemates in the past. Like, I ended up being a bridesmaid for one of my housemates because she's such a close friend, and it was just somebody that I met off the internet by chance, but I manifested these relationships with amazing people and having amazing housemates. Even while I was at uni, I manifested the most amazing housemate that was kind of like a second mum to me, and I still talk to her, still have a relationship with her. And it's because I believed that the universe would guide me to good people, and I believed that there were good people out there and that I would have good experiences. And it's interesting now to look back at the year that I lost my way and I was believing that people weren't trustworthy and that I had to be careful and et cetera, et cetera. And then I manifested these situations where I didn't have good experiences with people and I couldn't trust certain people and people were taking advantage of me and et cetera, et cetera. And it's amazing now to shift that and just believe that people are good and just see how much love there is in the world and focus on that and how you can cross paths with amazing people. And it's such a good way to look back and realize that, because at the end of the day, like, we are only human, you know, and you do want to, I guess, not judge yourself for having any negative beliefs, like limiting beliefs, or judge yourself, because we're always learning, we're always growing, and we're always able to change. Like, we can shift just by shifting one thought. Already you can start a domino effect of shifting your thoughts. Like, once you even just shift one thought towards the positive, that's all it can take sometimes just to start some momentum in a better direction. And that's just so, so amazing, because there's so much you can do, so much you can achieve when you start to shift your thinking in this way, and things just start working out for you and feeling really easy. So anyway, that's my little manifestation story for the day. I hope you enjoyed it. And tune in next time for more manifestation, weight loss, mindset tips coming your way. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at nodietbabe or check out my website nodietbabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.